from Mill U Media Group, in association with Holy Family Church in East Downtown Houston, this is the Holy Family Podcast, an exploration of all things liturgical and theological, hosted by Jacob Breeze and me, Luke Brauner. This is episode 10, God's Whole Self. Hello, friends. Welcome again to the Holy Family Podcast. I'm Luke Brauner. With me today, as always, is Jacob Breeze. Jacob, welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
Okay. So last week, we talked about the font. We sort of talked about remembering our baptism, and it got me thinking about something that I have already begun to take for granted in the worship life of our community, something that you say week in and week out to the point that now it's just part of my rhythm. But I think it's something that would be interesting because it's not necessarily happening in every congregation.
Okay.
You open every worship service each week with this call to be intentional about engaging all five of your senses.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So I want us to talk about that a little bit. I want you to explain sort of why we do that. You can give the same spiel, actually, that you give on Sundays, because it's really, really good, and it's true, and it's something that I think other congregations could benefit from. So let's talk about why and how we are intentional about engaging all of our senses when we gather.
Yeah. So what is the let me put myself into my Vans at 10:30 on a Sunday morning in downtown Houston. Hey, welcome to Holy Family. My name is Jacob. I'm the pastor here. I want to greet you in the name of the living God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you've been here a lot, you know that you belong, but if this is one of your first times here, we want you to know that you belong as well. Hopefully on your way in, you picked up an order of worship and a name tag. This order of worship should give you everything that you need to fully, actively, consciously participate in today's worship. Now, if you are expecting an experience where you can just kind of sit back and watch somebody else perform and do the things for you, you're going to be disappointed, because Holy Family is not a show that we put on for you. Holy Family is something that we all co-create together simply by being here in the room. And we believe that God has given God's whole self to us in life and in this liturgy, and therefore we try to give our whole selves back to God in this liturgy and then in our lives. And so you can expect to engage all five of your senses today. You'll be able to see beautiful artwork. You'll be able to touch the waters of baptism. You'll be able to smell the incense. You'll be able to taste the Eucharist, and you will be able to speak words and hear words lifted to God, words that will shape your vocabulary and shape the way that you see the world. So something like that is the spiel.
So let me zero in there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So what about it? Maybe something specific in there?
The reason why we do what we do, according to the spiel, and I love this, is that God gave God's whole self to us. And so we give our whole selves to God. Dissect that a little bit for me. What are you saying when you say that?
In some ways, what I'm saying is the God, the living God who is revealed to us in Jesus Christ, is not holding anything back from us. On the one hand, there's no more a God out there that you're, you know, that God is withholding, and that one day God's going to just, actually I've been holding back on you. Surprise. God has given us God's entire self in Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ, we meet the other two persons of the Trinity, and this God is who God is in Jesus Christ. I also want to hold that in tension with what the early church mothers and fathers called apectasy, which is this idea that life with God, there is no bottom to it. It's an ever-expanding life. There's always more of God to enjoy.
Yeah.
So I want to hold those two things together. It's not like there's a part of who God is that God is hiding from us. That's all been revealed to us in Jesus Christ. And yet, so much has been revealed to us in Jesus Christ that you literally can spend eternity exploring the depths of who God is in Jesus Christ. So that's the tension that we hold together.
The idea that God has revealed himself beyond our capacity for understanding.
Yeah.
So it's all there.
Yeah, it's all there.
We're just not ready for all of it yet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And even in the age to come, even in the eschaton, you know, whatever you want to call it, the new heavens, new earth, we will never reach a place where we hit the bottom and say, well, okay, now we've fully been around the block now. Now we really know who God is. God is who God is in Jesus Christ, period. And there's so much there, it's going to take an eternity to enjoy what has been given to us in Jesus Christ.
God is who God is in Jesus Christ, fully revealed.
Yeah.
I love that.
So since God has withheld nothing from us, we ought to withhold nothing from God when we come to worship and participate with God in worship.
So the way that that plays out in our community specifically is with things like incense, things like being able to touch the waters of baptism, to have beautiful art that folks can reflect on that is a reflection of the season that we are in. We have the hearing of music, the hearing of the word of God preached, the hearing of even each other's voices. We've talked about our antiphonal seating and the participation in that of people hearing one another tasting the Eucharist week in and week out. So I love that. So that's the way we do it. We would invite you guys to kind of think about that in your own community. What are ways that you can invite your people or that you yourself can engage more fully by being intentional with all of your senses? That's our invitation to you. We'll be back next week with another episode. Jacob, thanks so much.
Thanks, Luke. Peace.
This episode was produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. It was co-produced by Jacob Breeze, and our theme music was composed by Josh Moore. For more information about Holy Family Church, check out holyfamilyhtx.org. And if you're in Houston, join us any Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at 2005 Commerce Street in East Downtown.